Welcome back to our audio weblog entitled 2013 in the Church of Jesus. Every week I will be sharing prayer requests from the persecuted church using information from persecution.com, which is the website of Voice of the Martyrs. I'm using it by permission. If you go there and click on the word pray, you'll be able to access this information yourself. This week we have prayer requests coming in from Syria, Israel, Kazakhstan, and Sudan. Thousands of Christians were forced to flee their homes and dozens were killed on October 21 when an Islamist group linked to Al-Qaeda stormed the historically Christian town of Sadad in Syria. Islamist rebels robbed those who were fleeing of money, documents, and other valuables. They looted and destroyed many homes, businesses, schools, and other public buildings, and they attacked church buildings, marking them with insulting graffiti. Government forces recaptured Sadad on October 28, enabling Christians to return to their homes. When they returned, they discovered a mass grave filled with almost 40 bodies. In Israel, a staff member with the Jews for Jesus organization was arrested recently and held in Ramleh prison for 4 days after he helped display a sign with an evangelistic message. Barry Barnett, a British citizen, was part of a team serving on the Behold Your God Israel campaign in the Beersheba region. He and some Israeli team members were holding up a sign with an evangelistic message and contact information when they were approached by 6 immigration officers. The officers arrested Barnett, charged him with illegally participating in proselytizing while in the country on a tourist visa. He was released on bail on November 24 and was ordered to leave the country by December the 3rd. 10 Christians were arrested recently in Oral, West Kazakhstan region, and charged with administrative offenses, including participation in unregistered religious communities. The men and women were holding a Sunday worship service on November 10 when 16 police officers with accompanying journalists raided the group's small Baptist church. Those arrested faced possible fines of 1 to 2 months' salary. One of the arrested Christians was reportedly fired from his job as a school caretaker 1 week before the raid because authorities pressured the head teacher. And finally, when Christians were driven from their homes in Sudan's Nuba Mountains by government bombings, most fled with little more than the clothes on their backs. Many had to walk for days to reach refugee camps that offered very little in the way of meeting their numerous needs. Recently, VOM workers and partners distributed action packs through church networks in the camps. Displaced families, widows, and the disabled were among those who received the VOM reader-sponsored action packs recently in Yida, a refugee camp in South Sudan. The action packs contain shoes, children's clothing, towels, soap, bed sheets, and many other badly needed items. In total, VOM will distribute 3,500 action packs in various refugee camps in 2013. One recipient, a widow with 5 children, said, "With all that happened to me during the war and up until now, I still trust in God. Last month, as I was seated in my house, one of the church members brought me an action pack from the church, which he said were gifts from our Christian brothers and sisters in the United States who are praying for us. This really touched my heart." I hope it touches your heart, too, and that you'll continue to pray for the situation in Sudan, as well as Syria and Israel and Kazakhstan and the other places where God's people are not being treated too well. Thank you for joining with me today in concern and prayer for the persecuted church. We hope to return next week at about this time so that we can keep you in touch with what deeply touches God's heart. I'm Bob. Although I'm an area coordinator for Voice of the Martyrs, this is not an official Voice of the Martyrs presentation. Just about wherever you live in the United States, there's a VOM rep willing to come to your church and share with your group of any size about the persecuted church and VOM's ministry. There's no charge for this service. Just email me at bob.j.faulkner, that's F-A-U-L-K-N-E-R, .72@gmail.com. I'll get it set up for you. God bless you today, Be sure to check out the rest of this series and my other series on Sermon Audio. Bye-bye.